Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two continues to roll along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. A beautiful Friday.
And a beautiful day to argue about team names.
We are under 1 week away from a training camp. The Bills' entire rookie class has signed, thanks to TJ Sanders officially signing his deal this morning. It was announced late last night. So, full steam ahead to Wednesday when camp gets underway for the Bills. But today, we are having fun talking about the worst sports team names in your opinion. If you also want to throw in the best team name, absolutely happy to hear those as well. But let's keep getting connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Going to Twitter, Brandon, ready with essentially every league. NHL, Kraken, NFL, Browns, NBA, Pelicans, MLB, Guardians, and the NCAA. It is a tie between the Orange, Syracuse, and just Bulldogs, because there's like 25 teams with that name. I agree on the Bulldogs point because I've gotten there with Tigers. I also didn't even mention, too, LSU and Clemson, who are also both Tigers, also named their stadiums Death Valley. I don't care who came first. One of you got to fight it out to figure out who actually gets to be Death Valley.
One of you got
to
figure it out.
There is also a real Death Valley that I feel like we're discrediting here.
Correct.
Right.
Like, maybe don't.
Okay with that. Mainly because LSU in like August at like 1 o'clock, probably as close as you're going to get before like legally the like city has to tell people to get inside. Probably going to be as hot as it can get. But they play week one. I think the winner of that gets to name their stadium Death Valley for the next 10 years.
Yes.
The real Death Valley is like right near Vegas. Why doesn't UNLV just take it over?
Because of the Rebels.
Well, no, like the
running Rebels.
The stadium name.
Because they're the Rebels.
Because they're the Rebels.
I like that. You're just like.
Also, they'll have to ask the Raiders because they played Allegiant, which is awful. I hate mm-hmm. when college teams in both basketball and football play in NFL stadiums or NBA arenas. It's terrible. Pittsburgh plays at Akershire.
They're not the Hines. Running Rebels anymore. They're just the Rebels.
They're just the Rebels?
They're just Rebels.
That's ridiculous.
I think that's better.
It's better.
Simple. Short, sweet, to the point. Rebels,
I don't even think
they
were running Rebels. It was running Rebels, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they got
no
rid of
G.
it.
Oh, man. Come on. No, it's better.
No.
Man.
It's like Bearcats with a K, which I'm starting to think like Sam Houston's winning this one for me.
It's my favorite.
No, that's the one that's upsetting me the most. Just spell it right. It's a fine nickname, Bearcats. But then you throw a K in there, and it's like, who are you, Ed Boone?
Well, you already have the Cincinnati.
That's a Mortal Kombat joke for those that don't grasp it.
Cincinnati Bearcats.
I hope that's
but
not
with a
C.
thing. But none of the 25 teams spell Bulldogs with a Z.
Well, sure, because they're not original.
Because you're right.
Just be different.
Dare
change
to dream.
The game. Change the game. And hey,
change the game.
While we're on this, Northeastern or Northwestern,
mm-hmm.
both of the Northeastern's fine. Northwestern, on the other hand.
Aren't they the Wildcats?
Yes.
No, not even worried about that part. The Northwestern part of their name. They are not North and they are not Western.
the university. You're mad at the university.
Oh, you're mad at the name of the university. While we're on the topic of branding here, this came up back in March Madness.
They are neither North nor Western.
They are technically going West, but they're in the Midwest.
They're in the middle of the country.
They're in the middle of the country. You're not West.
They are.
You're not North. You're not South. You're
hang
just
on.
Call yourself Central hang University.
On, hang on, hang on.
See, the problem is though, we're gonna look up when Northwestern was, you know, founded, and it'll be like, oh, it's when like the West wasn't settled.
It's gonna
so
be
they
when
West.
The United States didn't even own that side of the country.
Yeah. So they were technically at the time Northwest.
All right, I need to see where exactly they are on the map now.
Also, Jeremy has entered the chat.
Yes, as we knew he would.
Unsurprising, Kraken.
Yes,
we knew he was. I knew he was going
to
be there.
We knew this answer was going to be here eventually.
PJB tweets in Utah Jazz. Utah does not scream jazz music. Correct on that.
Northwestern University is definitely not west. It is north, though.
It is north. Fine.
It's pretty north.
I just saw it. It's literally, though, it's on the tip of Lake Michigan.
But it's pretty north.
It is pretty north.
It's almost.
But it's very much not west.
In terms of. In terms of latitude on the planet Earth, it is almost on par with Buffalo. It's right. Pretty north.
But it's not even west in its own state. It's the easternmost part of Illinois.
That's tough. Now, I will say, though, are we saying Illinois is in the Midwest?
Yeah.
The Midwest also. Hang on. The Midwest also has a problem with being called the Midwest. You are not the Midwest. Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, you're not Midwest.
Illinois is.
No. You look at the middle of the country.
The line is like the middle of, it's like you cut a line down the middle of Colorado and like New Mexico and everything. Like that's the farthest west you can be. The farthest east you can be, I would say, is Illinois.
I'd probably look at it as, what side of the Mississippi are you on?
Illinois is on the part of, I can't tell.
Is it caught in the middle of Illinois
or no? It's kind of like.
I'm not looking at the map. Does it cut in the middle of Illinois or no?
It's kind of, it's a little bit of both. I don't know. It's weird. It's not the half of Illinois, but it's like, part of it.
I bet Northwestern University is not on the western side of it.
They're not on the western side of the Mississippi. I can tell you that much.
I just love Josh Cohen after like, no.
No,
because the Wildcat name is fine.
That.
The school name is absurd.
Wildcat's good name. Great name. Northwestern is not Western.
Name is absurd. 803-0550, the number to call. Matt brings up a good point here, and this is more towards the best names.
I love this.
Sabres, underrated because they stink. And we were bringing this up with some of the names we didn't like, but they won, so you kind of deal with them.
Yes.
I think this is right. The Buffalo Sabres is a great name, and if they won, I think, you know, ESPN doing these lists, Fox Sports, they would bring up Buffalo Sabres as one of the better names
if they won.
Agreed. Think of the graphics, the swords, the whole thing.
Also,
I think that's right. Now, of course, they do have...
Furthermore.
But the Sabres do also have their weird mascot where it's Sabretooth, but they're the Sabres. They're able to kind of mix it together.
I mean,
Sabretooth,
a dancing sword is probably not hitting as good.
Hey, what's wrong with Sammy Sabre?
Yeah, you say that now, dude.
Have you never seen Sammy Sabre?
I mean, I haven't. I'm for the little.
Please search Sammy Sabre. That was a logo.
I already have enough people named Sam in my life that are a pain in my butt. So I'm not.
It's a little dude. Like, it looks like Clippy, but like a saber.
I'm lazy enough that I don't want to type it in, but not lazy enough to go around and look at it on Zach's computer.
I'm totally in.
This is the beautiful part of
my problem is everything. I don't want to, you know, take Sabretooth out of a job here, but also.
No. But hey, I mean,
Sammy Sabre is pretty awesome.
The Bisons have two mascots.
Sammy Sabre looks pretty slender.
The Panthers have two mascots.
The Mets have two mascots.
Yeah.
Mr. Ms. Met.
Yeah. You could introduce Sammy Sabre and have him be best friends with Sabretooth.
Yes, I agree. So I would imagine.
So Sabres, I mean, that's an underrated name. But, yeah, it's because they haven't been relevant in the NHL for so long. You almost kind of forget about it.
But also before this active playoff drought, they had missed the playoffs for like only 12 years of their history. So like they were actually that kind of team.
They were there.
They were always that kind of team. Like they were actually good. They have this good name. They have one of the cleanest uniforms in hockey. Mm-hmm. And 14 years of hell later, everyone forgets about it.
I appreciate
his point, but I hate that we brought the Sabres depression into this.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do the NHL have a lot of good names or no? I don't really care for Minnesota Wild. I really don't
the
like
logo, it. Though.
The now, logo's
the Wild
good.
The logo's fantastic. Is, yeah, it's not a good name. A good name does not mean that you don't get a good uniform. And a good uniform, and just the opposite. If you have an awesome name, that doesn't mean that you have to have a good uniform. Mm-hmm. It could mean mm-hmm. that you have a bad one. Yeah, it's one of these things where, like, you look at it and think, like, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you figure out your life once with your logo and brand design?
No.
Because the name makes sense.
It does. They're just trying their hardest. You know which one I like, though, a lot, honestly, is just the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's quick. It's easy. It plays into the hockey motif. There's no Penguins in Pittsburgh.
There are no penguins except for in a zoo.
But they play into we're playing hockey. You know what animal do you think is on the ice? Penguins. Done. I'm waiting for narwhals.
I love the Canadiens and the Canucks.
Yep, I like them a lot.
We are Canada.
I like them a lot. But that's also that's playing into the name. I like that. That's playing into the history.
There's
where
no
you're
Bruins
coming from.
In the city of Boston.
No. No, there's no Bruins City, but I like Bears. I mean, I'm fine with that. And it's different than, like, we're the Maine Black Bears.
Yes.
Like, you're throwing in a different word to say the same
but
thing.
But there are Black Bears definitely in the forests of Maine.
Agreed.
So that one really does make sense.
Winnipeg Jets.
Eh.
Don't really care for it.
Not good.
Don't really care for it.
I was on the phone there. So did you guys talk about the Blackhawks? The story of the Blackhawks?
Have not gotten to them.
That one, I think, is... In terms of coolest stories in NHL teams, at least, that's a really good one. The story of the Blackhawks.
We'll go through it.
Okay, well, I don't fully remember it. I got to pull it up here.
That's fine.
The owner of the Blackhawks served in a division in the Army that was known as the Blackhawk Division. And then, hold on, let me pull up the story.
But basically, he was like, that name was too sick to not continue.
Kind of,
And I
yeah.
can respect that. Also, all right, so We got already.
The Kansas City Royals. In honor of the 86th Infantry Division, nicknamed the Blackhawk Division, which in turn was named after the Sauk Native tribe leader Blackhawk. The owner of the Blackhawks served in that division, asked that guy, hey, can I use your name for this sports team name? And he was like, sure.
And the logo
is a likeness of that guy.
So
that's, yeah. Anyone out there? Yeah.
So that's also probably why that name hasn't been changed
exactly,
in
because
the last
it was
few years.
It was done the right way.
Yes. It was done that way.
It was done in a respectful manner.
On the Kansas City Royals, love that name.
Really?
Love the Kansas City Royals. I think that flows perfectly. I like that I don't always need it to be, because like we just mentioned, there's no Bears in Boston.
Right.
But if it works, it works.
Yeah, it's got the kingly logo to it.
They play that in their stadium because they've got the crown in the back of the stadium. Mm-hmm. Back of the stadium. I like Kansas City Royals a lot. I like that a lot. Utah Mammoth.
Here we are with the more recent name, Hayden.
It's not hating. I think that name is going to grow on people. I think that's going to work if they can be good and consistent.
Considering
for a
it was
while,
their second option,
I think that's going
to
work.
Considering it was the second option because Yeti was going to be it. But one company was like, no, we're going to get our cups confused. Shut up. You ruined a chance at kind of but not really alliteration there.
Yeah.
So thanks, Yeti. Really appreciate that. Now I'll just never – I will never buy anything that's a Yeti, a Yeti cooler or – seriously, get over yourself. Let a team share your name. You probably get more profits.
Especially what we've already mentioned. I mean, again.
Yeah, get that out of here.
The SEC has three Tigers.
Josh is showing off a Yeti mug, and I'm like, get that out of here.
But, I mean, the SEC's got three Tigers. We can share.
Yeah, seriously.
Brandon brought up 25 Bulldogs. Is it two in the SEC?
But also, ready?
Two in the SEC. Georgia,
there's only one Bulldog
State.
In Buffalo.
Boom.
Bang. Got it.
A lot of cats, though, in these
yes.
games.
Tigers, including the Bearcats with a K.
Bearcats with a K.
It pisses me off.
There's a lot of them. Panthers.
That one still upsets you.
Jaguars, Bobcats, Nittany Lions. There's a lot of cat names.
Nittany Lions.
There's a lot of wild cats.
What is a Nittany Lion?
A Nittany Lion is a specific type of lion.
Like, is it like a mountain lion or like?
Kind of.
I just never understood that. I didn't.
Oh, it's a Native American word for mountain lion.
Oh.
Or lion. Oh. Nittany. Yep.
All right. I just never knew what Nittany was.
As a matter of fact.
I looked it up real quick.
All right. Oh. So I have the worst name of something of all time, though. It's not a sports team. And if someone does make this a sports team name, I might flip. The mountain chicken.
What?
A mountain chicken. So what do you think a mountain chicken is?
I mean, I'm just going to be flat a chicken that's on a mountain, I assume.
I know turkeys are sometimes called thunder chickens.
Zach, real quick, Google a mountain chicken. And I want your reaction live on the air.
It's a frog, man.
That needs to happen tomorrow.
It's a frog.
And on that beautiful note, 803-0550, the number to call. We'll wrap up the Extra Points show coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here on WGR.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.